Book 2, Canto 2, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter, page 111 to 113. There are realms where being broods in its own depths. It feels in its immense dynamic core, its nameless, unformed, unborn potencies cry for expression in the unshaped vast. Ineffable beyond ignorance and death, the images of its everlasting truth. Look out from a chamber of its self-wrapped soul, as if to its own inner witness gaze, the spirit holds up its mirrored self and works the power and passion of its timeless heart, the figures of its formless ecstasy, the grandeurs of its multitudinous might. Thence comes the mystic substance of our souls into the prodigy of our nature's birth. There is the unfallen height of all we are and dateless fount of all we hope to be. On every plane, the hieratic power, initiate of unspoken verities, dreams to transcribe and make a part of life in its own native style and living tongue, some trait of the perfection of the unborn, some vision seen in the omniscient light, some far tone of the immortal rhapsodist voice, some rapture of the all-creating bliss, some form and plan of the beauty unutterable. Worlds are there nearer to those absolute realms where the response to truth is swift and sure, and spirit is not hampered by its frame, and hearts by sharp division seized and rent, and delight and beauty are inhabitants, and love and sweetness are the law of life. A finer substance in a subtler mold embodies the divinity earth but dreams. Its strength can overtake joy's running feet. Overleaping the fixed hurdles set by time, the rapid net of an intuitive clasp captures the fugitive happiness we desire. A nature lifted by a larger breath, plastic and passive to the all-shaping fire, answers the flaming Godhead's casual touch, immune from our inertia of response. It hears the word to which our hearts are deaf, adopts the seeing of immortal eyes, and traveler on the roads of line and hue, pursues the spirit of beauty to its home. Thus we draw near to the all-wonderful, following his rapture in things as sign and guide. Beauty is his footprint, showing us where he has passed. Love is his heartbeat's rhythm in mortal breasts. Happiness, the smile on his adorable face. A communion of spiritual entities, a genius of creative immanence, makes all creation deeply intimate. A fourth dimension of aesthetic sense, where all is in ourselves, ourselves in all. To the cosmic wideness realigns our souls. A kindling rapture joins the seer and seen. The craftsman and the craft grown inly one. Achieve perfection by the magic throb and passion of their close identity. All that we slowly piece from gathered parts, or by long labor stumblingly evolve, is there self-born by its eternal right. In us too the intuitive fire can burn, an agent light. It is coiled in our folded hearts. On the celestial levels is its home. Descending, it can bring those heavens here. But rarely burns the flame, nor burns for long. The joy it calls from those diviner heights brings brief, magnificent reminiscences and high splendid glimpses of interpreting thought. But not the utter vision and delight. A veil is kept. Something is still held back. Lest, captives of the beauty and the joy, our souls forget to the highest to aspire.